It's the KSL Home Show, sponsored by Osmond Designs. If you like talking about Utah homes and real estate, then this is the place on KSL News Radio.
Welcome back into the Home Show today. Thank you for joining us. Here with Heather Osmond, who owns Osmond Designs in Lehi and in Orem. Heather, I'm so excited about this product you're introducing us today. As a mom of two little kids under the age of seven, I'm going to buy this. I'm going to buy it because I'm too lazy to anchor my furniture, and the risk and the scariness of my especially little three-year-old boy pulling something down on him is like real. So I'm definitely going to get this product that you're talking about today. Tell me what it's called.
You know, Lindsay, as a furniture owner, I get hit up with products all the time of people wanting to sell things in my store. And when I first talked to John and Paul, and they told me about this new product that they're doing, I immediately was excited because being in the furniture industry, I know that there is a real need and this is a problem. Today we're talking about Tip Knot. It is a furniture anchor. Tip Knot protects children from furniture climbing accidents, TVs and other heavy items falling on them. And there's no tools and no measurements required, which I love. This is just a pill and stick. It's easy. Even I can do it. I personally do not use any of the products that come with a manufacturer. On the backside of the products, if you buy a sideboard or a television console or any entertainment center of any kind, bookcases, they always come with a little baggie of screws and nuts and bolts on those. And I personally do not like the idea of screwing into my furniture, my brand new, gorgeous, high-end piece. I don't like that. And I like to move my furniture around. So this allows us to do that. Paul, tell us about your product and why this is so exciting.
That was really interesting you said that because, you know, even when people are in apartments, I've got kids growing up and they're trying, and they were not allowed to put holes in their walls. And so how would those other items that you get with your furniture even work? And so this does that too. And it's just simply peel and stick and put it on. But I got to tell a story when we were developing this product in our lab. My brother David we were sitting downstairs and we had a really just a normal 19 that came out of the 70s dresser, for a little bit heavier one. And we were putting about a 75-80 pounds hanging off of it, and we were trying to prove how tippy they are. And I've got my camera running, and he puts his finger on it, and he just puts one finger on the edge, and here it goes. It starts coming over on him. Well, he steps in front of the dresser and tries to catch it.
Oh.
Next thing I know, he is holding his abdomen, and I'm like, oh, no.
Oh, my gosh.
And I'm like.
And he's a grown man.
He's a grown man. And the dresser was completely empty at this point. And I'm like, we're going to the hospital.
Yeah.
And the thing hits the ground, and the dresser just shatters. It actually broke and went into pieces. And I was like, wow, these things can be dangerous. And so we were going around for the next couple of weeks, and he keeps holding his stomach like, man, it did really hurt him in our development. And I was like, next time that happens, step out of the way.
Yeah, move, right?
And we were just testing that. Well, that was with no product on it, and that was one of our lab fails. That's which then kind of led up into this whole testing more and more and more weight up to 100 pounds, 125 pounds with the dresser pulled out. And then all of a sudden, my brother, I look over from my eye and he is climbing the dresser himself. And he's about 260, 270. Well, 220. He's going to be mad at me now. And he's climbing the dresser and I'm like, what are you doing? This is after he got hurt before. He's like, I got to know what these things can do. And I was blown away. I was, even with my own invention, I was like, wow. And I'm like, well, if you can do it. And I'm at this time, I'm 325 at this moment. And I'm fine. You did it. I'm doing it too.
Yeah.
So we got cameras rolling. We're all sitting around. We're all cheering. We're like, this is cool.
And you live to tell about it.
Live to tell about
exactly.
It.
You have to check YouTube for these videos. This is great.
But Heather is completely correct. People love to move their bedrooms around. And how frustrating it is every time you move your dresser or other device, other furniture pieces that you want to secure, that you've got these holes in the wall and you got to spackle it up and paint it. Well, I think personally, in my opinion, that's one of the biggest reasons why people don't use the products that come with their furniture. So, you know, the whole idea behind this is to really get more people doing something to protect their children than the current levels, and I'm going to have John talk about some national statistics in a little bit and really get you thinking about it. But make it very, very, very simple. I mean, this product is so simple that I was with one of my friends showing it to him, and he just had surgery, and he was in an arm sling. And we drove down to his house in Spanish Fork, and I said, here, do it. And he's like, I've only got one arm. And I'm like, here, I'll help you peel the edge. And he leaned his dresser back and put it on, pushed it along, and that's it. And I'm like, here, yeah, that's it. That's really that simple. Peel stick, you're done. You move on with your life. We're all busy. We're all out doing our thing, and we just don't take time to do this stuff.
I really need to get these because my daughter has a bed that just doesn't stay put. Like, it slides. We have wood floors, and I don't have it on a carpet yet. So if I could just stick her bed to the side of the wall, I think that's perfect.
It's perfect. You know what else I love is this is local. This is Utah homegrown. Paul,
that's right.
John, your brother Dave. Shout out to Dave. He's not with us here today, but this is incredible. I love supporting inventors. Paul, you're brilliant. I think you were absolutely inspired. I think not only is this product just a great product for every day in helping kids stay safe, but, you know, there's death involved with this. I mean, this is life or death stuff. So this is fantastic. I'm so proud of you.
And it is life and death. And while I was developing this product, I got a text message from a good friend that works down at a hospital. And he sent me a really sad text. And in that text basically said, we've had two incidents in 2 days, and one of them didn't make it, one of the young kids. And what really shocked me is people think when their children get up into the age of 7, 8, well, come to find out this young child was like 9 years old, is what I come to find out. And so it isn't just the 2-year-olds and the 3-year-olds you got to worry about. It goes all the way up into the 7, 8-year-old young
and trying to
toddler.
trying to get to that top drawer, right, in a tall dresser.
Well, kids see it like a pirate's ladder.
Yeah, it's true.
They just like to climb, and they like, wow, and their imaginations are going crazy, and they're like, ah, it's a pirate's ladder.
Yeah. John, what are some other uses for this product?
Well, it's across the board. If it is furniture and it falls over, for instance, dressers. Actually, believe it or not, the number one statistically are nightstands. They actually fall over more than big dressers do, I guess maybe because of the weighting issue. But grandfather clocks is another one that, you know, most grandfather clocks are really tall, really narrow. You know, they can tip over quite easy if bumped into. Bookcases are another big one. I mean, how many people have we gone out and we bought the inexpensive bookcases? You know, they stand 6 feet tall and they have all the little pegs that you stick in the side. You know, they're pretty wobbly to begin with. Those are huge issues, especially when you put a bunch of books in there. But that's just a handful. I got a whole list of products that will work for you.
That's so awesome. Today we're talking about Tipknot. It is a furniture anchor system, and it's so exciting to have this on the KSL Home Show today. Thank you so much for joining us. Stay tuned. We'll be back with more info about this great product.